Good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We're Grand Forks' best source. Joining us on the show today, John Bernstrom. You know who he is. He's like a regular on the show now. We'll be talking with him in just a couple of minutes. Show today, by the way, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, the place to go where there is basically no wait time for your oil change. In fact, I was there a couple of weeks ago. Went by really quick, about 15 minutes. I just sat there in the car. You know, they changed my oil, checked all my stuff, like my fluids, my cabin air filter, my wiper blades, checked my tires, my battery, my head and tail lights. They also do tranny and coolant flushes. And you don't need an appointment. You talk about timely service. Maybe you want to go do a little shopping. They happen to be right by Best Buy and Target. And you know what? Another great deal. If you mention us, Grand Forks Best Source, they'll give you an additional $7 savings on your oil change. If you can't leave work and you live in Grand Forks, they'll even come and pick your car up for you. Locally owned and operated, open 7 days a week and fast. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. They're at 3325 South 38th Street. Or you can call them up to 701-780-8462. But make sure you tell them Grand Forks Best Source sent you. Have any phone calls, questions, texts, whatever for John Bernstrom? Our phone number here at the studio is 701-213-0863. Well, before we get going, time now for our daily segment called Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Here we go. What do you call a gingerbread man with one leg bitten off? What do you call a gingerbread man with one leg bitten off? Limp Biscuit. Katie, what'd you think of that one?
Oh, poor ginger man. He shouldn't deserve a one leg. He's got to have that too.
Limp Biscuit. What do you think, John?
Is that a shot of Fred Durst?
I think a little bit there. Hey, how have you been? Been a while.
Good. It's been a couple of months here. Things are going well. Christmas week. It's a big day at our house.
Oh, today.
My youngest is 9.
Oh, well, give him a shout out. Happy birthday.
Yep. Helen is 9, and we make a big deal of birthdays at our house. So.
Mm-hmm. Big plans for her birthday?
Whatever she wants.
Well, that's nice.
So I'm not sure. I have a council meeting tonight, but after that, I'm not sure if we're going out or what.
Yeah, do you guys get like your favorite meal cooked or anything like that if it's your birthday?
You know, it falls to each individual person. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily like cake. I like scotcheroos with peanut butter, rice, chocolate on them.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. So I like that. My daughter likes making her own cake, so she did that yesterday. So she made her own cake. My son is whatever the flavor of the day is, and my wife is French soap pie.
Yep. Are your kids good eaters, finicky eaters?
No. Wonderful eaters.
Yeah. Wonderful eaters. They're good eaters.
We've knock on wood, that it stays that way, but you know, we don't have any allergies or anything like that. And they've gotten older, and my wife is a wonderful cook, so whatever's on the table, we eat.
Good. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was a good Thanksgiving. Yeah. It was a good Thanksgiving. Kept it small. Was visiting my in-laws. And by in-laws, my sister-in-law, the one person. So it was a good Thanksgiving. Now, here's why we like Thanksgiving so much. We had a bout of COVID through our house.
Okay.
My wife and myself. And you know what? It wasn't pleasant. Wasn't great. Thanksgiving, the day before Thanksgiving, we were all finally out of quarantine. So we were itching to go
tear it up.
Do something.
Yeah.
Leave. Just wanted to leave. So we did. And so that was nice and got through it. And we're healthy now and doing well. And,
I have not taken a test. I don't know if I've had it or not, but, what kind of effect did it have on you?
So, yeah, there was a definite line in the sand. No question I had it. And I did get a test and tested positive. I woke up. It was a Sunday morning, and I woke up, and I'm like, I feel like crap.
Yeah.
I think I have a fever, maybe. No,
not one of those iffy things.
I woke up, and I am miserable. Mm-hmm. And I had a fever for about a week. Nothing like, you know, delirious or whatever, but you wake up, and you're like, oh, man, I got a fever. You take a Tylenol, you're fine. Body aches were pretty serious. And then this is the worst thing I've heard other people, you know, brain fog or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I was an idiot for about 2 weeks. I was driving my car and I couldn't find my daughter asked what the temperature was outside my car. And I couldn't find the temperature on the dash. And then I found it, and I'm like, oh, man.
That's where that thing went.
That's where that thing went. You know, and I've heard other people talk about this. Yeah, and then you question yourself.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'd write an email, and I'm like, I better read that again. because I don't trust myself right now. And it's slowly gotten better and gotten better and it threw it now. But that was the worst.
Really?
I
did you lose your taste or sense of smell?
I did not.
Okay.
I did not.
So positive.
Yep. One positive. I did not deal with that, thankfully, because I like to eat. But that brain fog was the worst.
Yeah.
Absolute worst.
Feel like you're getting like premature Alzheimer's or something.
And it was in the worst part about it is you knew you had the brain fog.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, you do something and you're like, I think I did it right, but I just don't trust myself. I just don't trust myself. So,
sounds just like me in the 80s, John. do you have big plans for Christmas?
No, we're going to keep it pretty small.
Okay.
As I mentioned, we have a birthday at our house tonight and then roll into Christmas. But yeah, keep it pretty low key. Probably do something with the church a little bit.
Sure.
And eat a bunch of food.
Yeah, it's actually my son's birthday today, too.
Oh, all right.
34, I think. 34, something like that. Okay, you're a big sports guy, you are.
Yeah.
UND now, hockey team, done with the pod play. Your thoughts on their time spent down in Omaha?
So the fan in me really liked turning on the TV every day and there was a hockey game on.
Yep,
I watch more Western Michigan hockey than I'm ever going to. But it was just like, oh, hey, there's college hockey on.
Yep.
And live sports. Kudos to the league
for
pulling that off. They got one game left today and then the pod's done. They pulled that off. UND's good. There's also lots of good teams in the NCHC.
Yeah.
That it's coming out winning the NCHC after again, I've watched all the teams now. Mm-hmm. There's no pushover in the league.
Yeah. And I think UND is missing their couple of defensemen that you can tell. The problem is I live in the country, so I have DirecTV.
Oh.
So I don't get crap. For college hockey games, I don't. I did manage to come to town a few times. I did watch the game on Saturday because we actually had one of our Christmases Saturday afternoon in town, so that was cool. Anyway, now here's the thing. They come back home, and then next week they go right back down to Omaha again for a couple of games there.
They go back to Omaha, and then I think the second half of the season is because they it's not a pod, but they kind of division the league up.
Yep. Yeah.
So it's... What, UND plays Omaha like six more times?
I know. Yeah.
Something like that. And the unfortunate part is you watch it after watching the pod. Mm-hmm. Omaha's pretty good.
Yeah. What do you think about, I don't know, are you a big Vikings fan?
Unfortunately, yes.
I know. We had a bunch of company over yesterday, leftovers from Christmas the day before, a lot of people from the cities, and I had a ton of work to do. I'm hanging doors and stuff like that, but... They're all going to stop by our house for snacks and stuff before they left. Well, pretty soon, you know, as the Vikings never blow out anybody, we end up, everybody stayed till the game was done. But I will say this, at least Bailey didn't miss.
That's right.
You know, he was, I got to question some of the play calls that we use in our defense. It's like they don't know how to tackle anymore. They just keep breaking my heart.
As a longtime Vikings fan. They never seem to have it lined up, right?
Mm-hmm.
The defense is really good, and the offense can't score.
Yeah, it's either one or the other.
Now we've got an offense that just marches up and down the field, and we can't stop anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I mean, granted, we got a couple of rookies, you know, on the D-backs, and we're missing some pretty key players on defense, too. But anytime you lose to the Bears, it sucks. I just don't like it.
There's a part of me, if you're going to lose, be like Jets lose and be number one picked.
You know,
let's just be bad for a while and rebuild. The Vikings are middle ground.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe make the playoffs. you have moments where you're watching me like, we can play with anybody.
Yeah, I watched SportsCenter this morning and they said it was the worst win ever for the Jets.
Worst win ever.
Now they're out of the running now. Well, they're still in the running, but I think there's a team that's actually moved ahead of them now.
Jacksonville's lost 12 in a row.
Isn't that
something?
And they
need a quarterback, too.
Yeah, they do. They do. Light the town green last week.
Yeah.
Mayor Bochensky, you know, declared it. It sounded like it was a great time. I love the lights on the bridge. But they had the parade yesterday and then the big fireworks show last night. And I live outside of East Grand Forks. And even in that snow and wind last night, I could still hear those fireworks. Yeah. I never got to see them. I saw some stuff on social media, but what a great deal to have. You know, giving kudos to all those first responders and our healthcare workers and everything.
Yeah, you know, they've earned it. They have earned it, and the least we can do is drive by and honk a horn at them. They've been whatever you say about the virus, however it is, it has from a healthcare system wise, it has impacted them.
Oh, yeah.
There's more people in the hospital,
mm-hmm.
and they're busier, right? And it's hard work. It's hard work. And so, yeah, they've earned it, and a great job by local organizers for getting that put together. And you know, they were led by law enforcement. There was a fire truck in there, and you know, and then that fireworks show. Yeah, I've heard the same thing. They're like, wow, that was the real deal.
Yeah, yeah, real deal. You know, when the vaccine is finally out for Joe Public, are you going to be one of the first ones in line, or you just, I mean, you've had it now?
Sure, I've had it. I have no problem getting the vaccine. That doesn't bother me. The reason I say that is just my confidence in the system, CDC. They're not going to roll something out there that's going to make people worse.
Yeah,
I get that. Having had the virus itself, I don't wish that on other people.
Sure.
And you know, I'm a fairly healthy, you know, I don't have any underlying health stuff. Maybe a little overweight, but that's about it.
You blame your wife for that, though.
I blame my wife. She's a good cook.
Yep.
You know, if there anyone that has some underlying thing, you know, I'd hate something that could potentially be preventable with a vaccine. Mm-hmm. I'd hate to see them get that virus.
The only thing that bothers me about it, I still can't get used to wearing a mask. I hate wearing them. Even if you get the vaccine, they still want you to wear a mask. Which,
for a short time, they want that until. So it's going to be given this vaccine for. We're going to be a few months right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're getting 10,000 a shot in the state.
Yeah, they're not even talking about Joe Public yet in Grand Forks. So
and the reason they say wear a mask is it's a few weeks before it. Flu shot does the same thing. They recommend the flu shot in October so you're protected in December.
Mm-hmm.
You know, same type of deal, right? Takes your body a second. We're eventually going to get to a point of, all right, we don't have the mask requirement anymore or a requirement or a recommendation or whatever. I firmly believe we're going to get to a point where just like COVID's here, but we now have enough tools in place to work through it and give you, the general public, an opportunity to protect yourself. The choice is now yours. Who knows? Next fall is the COVID. You know, we get a flu. They sell the flu shot every year. Is it just get your flu shot and COVID?
Is it going to be COVID 20 next year?
Yeah.
You know, hopefully not.
Part of the deal.
Nurses from the Air Force. I've been in town, I believe. There was a few in Grand Forks. You know anything about that?
So talking about the stresses on the healthcare system, Ultra did get to a point where they needed help.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they called in the military to get help. So the Air Force sent, I believe it was 12 nurses to help staffing.
Yep.
That's what it ran into. Their mission here in Grand Forks is now done. I don't know if they've been reassigned. Like, are they still physically in town? Maybe, but I don't believe they're at Ultra anymore as far as working. But their mission is done. Helped. You can have as many beds in the world. If you don't have a nurse to staff the bed, then it's pointless.
Yeah.
And that was one thing that Ultra was running into. They just had staff that were getting out.
And I wonder if any of these nurses were like maybe stationed in California or Hawaii or something and get sent here.
Yeah.
But then I would imagine now when they go back to their base, I wonder if they have to get quarantined for 14 days or whatever. So maybe they were looking at this like, you know what, I'll go up to the tundra for a month. And then I'll get 2 weeks off, but quarantine isn't really like a vacation, though.
No, and I think that's, from my understanding, from the military standpoint, is I think they kind of have like a rolling group.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they'll go back to their base, and they'll hang out there for a couple of weeks. Or who knows, maybe they've probably had the vaccine already.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Hang out for a couple of weeks, and then probably get deployed to another institution. I know New York and California isn't great right now when it comes to hospitalization. So they may end up out there.
And who wants to go to visit New York or California anyway?
That's right.
Not me. I've been there, both of them. We're going to talk about construction here in just a couple of minutes with John Bernstrom, Public Information Officer for the City of Grand Forks. But we want to thank Rumors Sports Bar and Casino. You can usually see them. You see them in the background right there.
Over there.
Rumors Sports Bar and Casino. You know, today is one of my favorite days because it's happy hour all day at Rumors. Don't forget about Wednesday, $3 pounders all day. They've got Fiesta Fridays from 3 to 6, $2 domestics and bottles. Get queso and chips for $4. Sunday football specials. You know what? The Vikings might blow, but they've got great food over at Rumors. $4.50 domestic leaders, $15 towers, $25 double towers, sloppy joes and chips for $2. Two sloppy joes and chips for $3, $7 boneless wings. And while you're there, you know, you can try your luck with charitable gaming or bingo. It's Rumors Sports Bar and Casino. Wishing, and we'd also like to wish BT over there, Bill Tyrella, a belated happy birthday. Rumors Sports Bar and Casino in the Grand Cities Mall, right here, home of the world-famous beer tower. Back with John Bernstrom. Construction downtown, John. I think, what are they still, the streetlight things, are those done yet?
Yeah, I believe the blue lights and the traffic signals, they're okay. Done. Yeah, construction for 2020 is pretty much done.
Mm-hmm.
From a street. In fact, we're starting to look at, not starting, finalizing the stuff for 2021. It's going to be a busy construction year in 2021. 32nd's going to get tore up a little bit. You know how on Washington, when they lined up those left-hand turn lanes?
Yep.
They're going to do the same thing on 32nd.
Oh, okay.
And that needs it.
Yes.
That needs it. So that's going to, it's going to go on there. Some work on Columbia Road by the university is going to get some work. And I'm trying to think. I think next year they may, 3rd Street right downtown.
Yep, yep.
Is going to get redone.
Okay.
I'm not sure if that's next year or the year after.
Okay. I thought they had just did 3rd Street, but no, I'm wrong.
No, they did Demers.
That's
they
okay. Did that's yep. Right. Also, when you talk about construction, Grand Forks, was it Home Inc., awarded a bunch of money, and it's this, what is this, to construct the Jackson Flats community, age 55 and older. Know anything about that? There's some grant money and stuff? Or?
I'm not as familiar with that one. When you get into some of those private developments, I'm just as surprised as anybody sometimes when I drive down the road. The ones I know about is the ones that come to the city and ask for some some form of tax break or something like that or something like that. So you get some of that private development that goes on that you drive down the road, and you're like, huh. When do they start? They're doing something here.
Well, and then they're doing a bunch of other stuff, too. The St. John's building, the Lions Auto old building, Memorial Stadium, the townhouse. A lot of things getting torn down and a lot of things getting built.
That's actually hopefully to get finalized at council tonight. And then those four you listed, Memorial Stadium, the old bleachers, they're going to rip those down and build a – there's going to be offices and housing in there. The townhouse – hotel downtown, completely tore down, and think of the lights in West Fargo. It's going to be a development like that.
Yep.
St. John's Block is right on the corner of 3rd and Demers across from Town Square. They want to do a boutique hotel there. And then the old Lions Auto mechanic shop, you know, is going to be redone. Anyway, they're all coming before council looking for some form of tax break. Now, I don't want to make this sound like the city's giving them money. They're not. The city, we collect now is what we're going to continue to collect on that property. It's just that when they make the improvements, they want some of that, hey, can we get a 10-year break on that until we get our feet on the ground, get construction done, able to lease the spaces out. Because they're asking for the tax breaks, the councils should give their approval tonight. Every other taxing entity, school board, park board, they all take a look at them too.
Now, you talk about the lights in Fargo. Is that the deal with the, it's got the outdoor skating rink?
Yes.
And you know what? A Grand Forks guy is the one that had a lot to do with that. I think it was one of the McWilliams boys. Had a lot to do with that. Something like that.
They came and gave their pitch to council last week. And there's a Grand Forks connection there. And they want to do a similar development right there at Town Square.
And how cool would that be? I mean,
townhouse.
It's got a stage and all kinds of cool things.
It's got a stage. It's not so much they put up boards and ice, like they build it so that it can have ice on a regular basis. So outdoor ice. The intention is it's some form of mixed use. So imagine like the ground floors, bars, restaurants, stuff like that next to this pavilion, and then the pavilion is. It'll be, I don't want to say city maintained, but it's along the lines of being, the programming will be done. So, yes, there will be concerts. There's concerts downtown now, just a bigger venue and a little bit nicer venue for it.
I got a text here. Any idea when Hugo's downtown will be completed? You have any idea, John?
No. I do believe it's 2021 sometime.
Okay.
But, you know, I just gave myself a 365-day window there. So
you're playing it safe.
That's right. But That's one, as a person who works downtown, I'm really excited for that.
Yeah.
That's going to be a game changer.
You know anything about schools now in Grand Forks talking about consolidating some of the schools, possibly, maybe shutting some down,
I've seen all the plans, right? And they range. It's pretty much these buildings need this work. Do we invest in the work in those buildings? If not, here's a plan. You know, here's plan A, plan B, plan C. I think they're just now starting to look at that. You know, it's just one of those things of none of the plans are free. It's either fixing a building.
Yep.
You know, and specifically when you get in those older buildings, it's HVAC, right? Mm-hmm. That's the expensive one. Yep. So it's fixing the buildings, or what are some ways to still have to spend money, but are some of these smaller schools that they consolidate? Do they end up building a new building? And it's a tough one, right? There's a school right down the road from our house. Our kids can walk to school.
Yeah.
You know, our kids' school is not on this list. But if it were to come up and say, hey, you know what, we're gonna shut that school down and you're going to go over to this school that's a little farther away. Yeah, I get it as a neighborhood. You're like, no, I want my neighborhood school.
Yeah,
well understand it costs us much.
Sure. And that's a lot of the reason that people choose to live in that particular house is because it's close to a school.
Yeah.
UND winter commencement was held virtually.
Yeah, Friday, right?
Yeah, Friday. So I don't know how that went, but... what a bummer. I mean, we go back to last year. If you were a senior in high school or a college graduate, you know, all of this stuff being done virtually or online or whatever. And you know, college graduation's a big thing, too. But I guess it is what it is.
You know, I think back what the comparison is, what those 97 grads, you know, where, you know, school got shut down and just school in general got shut down, and here's your diploma.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to start clean next year, and it's kind of that feel, right? And I mean, hopefully they can do some form of commencement in the spring.
Right,
you know,
right.
So they missed about a year of it, but hopefully they... Yeah, I walked in my college grad. It was one of those things where I had some friends who didn't, and I'm like, no, I paid my own way through this thing. You bet I'm walking.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's a little different, too. We knew we were going to rebuild from the flood. Right. But with this pandemic, you never know what the heck's going on.
The nice thing is for how long we were waiting for a vaccine, right? We now have a vaccine, and the process is out there, right? In my eyes, when it comes to the pandemic, we're in the tunnel, but I can see the end of it.
Yeah.
I'm a ways away from it, but I can see it, because for the longest time, I couldn't see it.
Yeah, exactly.
Now that we have the vaccine available to us, do you think that maybe in the spring they will do the... online, do you think there's any chance of them actually walking the stage?
Bet you they want to.
I hope they do.
I would think so. You know, the numbers are looking better and better all the time as far as positives. And I was looking around, I couldn't find anything. But do you know if are there any more testing events coming up in the near future?
One tomorrow.
Okay,
one tomorrow, and then the following Tuesday at UND. That's the near future. I know it goes into January, but for as we were talking about vaccine and when it gets to the general public, for those that have seen those testing events where they've been at UND, you walk in, you stand in line, and then you check a couple of boxes and they swab you. The vaccine, once we get mass distribution, will be the same way.
Oh, okay.
Go in, you know, whatever paperwork, hopefully pre-registration is available. Go in there, say your name, we got you. And as opposed to swabbing your throat, they're going to stick in the arm.
Okay,
that's probably how that's going to work.
Yeah, have you heard as far as cost for the vaccine, what it would cost, if insurance is going to cover it, if not, you know, how much?
So right now the vaccine itself is going to be free. Mm-hmm. Now, if you were to go to this, I don't know, but let's say a vaccine comes out to general public and you go to a pharmacy to get it, they may have an admin fee
that
they're allowed to charge. But these mass vaccination type things that, knock on wood, we're able to do, those will be free. We're not going to deal with insurance and paperwork on those. We're going to make sure that you don't have any allergies, you're fairly healthy, and we're going to stick you in the arm. I mean, that's how those work. Now, that's now. A year from now, like I said, I don't think COVID's going anywhere, but we'll have a vaccine.
Yep.
Well, then that become a, all right, regular flu shot, we're going to charge your insurance,
Yeah.
You pay a copay, something like that. That I don't know. But right now, the vaccine itself is free.
Well, now they're saying there's a new strain in the UK now.
I was reading about that this morning.
Are we going to have to start all this crap all over again?
What I saw was new strain, but they were confident that the vaccines that have been approved will be able to cover that strain.
Okay.
The concern with that strain is it's highly contagious, which is interesting. What I read somewhere, there's been a several dozen mutations within the virus that has happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is another one, and they're tracking it. That's the scary thing, though, is you want to get the vaccine out as much as you can to stop the spread so it doesn't mutate again.
Mm-hmm.
But then, knock on wood, this has happened in the past where you get a virus and you're like, oh, this is looking scary, and then it mutates and it kind of kills itself.
Yeah.
So,
you know, this whole pandemic, you know, the vaccine needs to get out there. I mean, I was looking at airport boardings at Grand Forks, down almost 60%.
Right.
You know, people need to start getting out and doing things again.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness North Dakota high school sports have started. Minnesota sports are going to start. But Governor Walz on the Minnesota side, this is what really gets me. I was talking to some wrestling coaches.
Sure.
And they said, yeah, they're going to allow high school wrestling again. But figure this one out, John. When you're done wrestling, grappling, whatever, you can't shake hands.
No. Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
Come on. What sense does that make?
Yeah, that doesn't. I mean, that's the hard part in all this, right? And then you know what? And if there's that audience out there too that is probably sitting there saying, you know, oh, it would be like, okay, go ahead. You've been wrestling with each other for 12 minutes
climbing all over each other here.
Shake hands, and there'll be that one parent. How dare you shake hands?
Oh,
you
know,
it happens. It happens. If you're not getting yelled at, you're not trying.
Yeah, at least you're not making them wear like a mini singlet over their face or something. any idea when the county office building is that ever going to open up again here?
Well, don't they? Their plan is through this month, right? So the next couple of weeks.
So. And then, yeah, January something was the last I heard, but. Why is, excuse me, the county office building different than Grand Forks City? Who decides if the county office building is open or closed?
County Commission.
Okay, why does that surprise me that they don't want to open, you know?
County Commission. And county office building is a little bit different than City Hall. They have more general public walking. The whole social services floor.
Right? Oh, sure.
They got a... City Hall doesn't have that. Yeah, we have people that will come in and pay a utility bill or maybe look to get a homestead tax credit, but we don't have nearly as much foot traffic.
Sure, in and out.
Than the county office building does.
That makes sense. What else do I got for you here? Any idea when Hal's thing is going to be done downtown?
No, that's, again, work downtown. Another one I'm excited about. We haven't had like a steakhouse since what, the boot, right?
Probably, yeah.
So they're working on it every day, and knowing Hal, it's not going to be he's not cutting any corners.
Oh no, I'm sure it's going to be nice. Any big news that we need to know about, John?
No, we had this conversation in the office the other day. We went 8 months of coming to work and being like, what the hell's going to happen today?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And we got through Thanksgiving and everything, and I was sitting at work, and I was just like, all right, it's a little quiet. I don't want to jinx it, but things almost feel normal. What do we do? And it's been like that now. Normally this time of year, things will quiet, whether it's holidays or whatever. From a business standpoint, people are kind of waiting for the turn to the next year, and here we are. We're like, okay, knock on wood, we keep navigating this one all right and get through Christmas. And
is it quieter when the mayor is not in the office, or things buzz when he's around? Because
always quieter when the mayor's
not in the office.
Dude, it's like
he's drank 10 cans of Mountain Dew and had 5 Snicker bars before he comes in here,
and he drinks and eats none of that.
Yeah, I know.
it's one of those things to when I think he's taking a holiday break here starting later this week. And we're like, all right, now I got some stuff. I don't have to worry. Don't have to worry about that. Working on something, the phone ringing like crap. All right. My day just changed. Yeah. He's, we'll say this. He is a hands-on mayor. He, then he takes it serious.
Yes.
He's not just, you do it my way or get out.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, hey, this is the job I got elected for, so I'm here.
Yeah, and you know, if he hears something, he wants to go check it out for himself, too. Yep. And, you know, that's what I like about him. He's a phone call away.
Yeah.
Hard to get him to schedule him because he's a busy guy, but always fun when the mayor comes into town. Any last things you want to talk about? I knew this one was going to be kind of a short one today, but
We're supposed to be getting some weather this week, so our streets crews, we plowed for the first time yesterday, overnight.
Yep,
the first time. We did mains and secondaries. They're going to, and part of the reason they did that is the salt works better when they apply the salt when the snow, when it's, it was just a little bit of snow, but enough. So they're fully expecting they're going to be working again Wednesday after the snow and hope to apply some de-icer. But we're getting to that time of year. And frankly, we've been stealing days since, what, mid-November?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
I would imagine the budget is full up there for them because they haven't used it. I know they've de-iced a few times, but we dodged the weather.
Right. And the more you de-ice, but then you end up using less salt on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the crews are ready. And thankfully, hopefully, they have a budget surplus because they don't have to plow as much as they have in years past. We're due one.
Yeah, we are.
We're due one.
I mean, look at last year.
Yep.
You know, and we will have a white Christmas the way it looks.
Yes.
Know anything about this? This is something I was going to ask you. I did ask the mayor about it. He didn't have much to say, but possibility of maybe a Greenway deer hunt? You know anything about it?
I don't think they're there yet, but come to my house. You can see deer every day.
Mm-hmm.
If it would be a Greenway deer hunt, I'm assuming it would probably be...
It would have to
be an archery thing. And probably, you know, not just any Joe Blow. It would be a certain number of people and stuff like that. And they would probably harvest just a certain number.
Yep.
But yes, the deer like the Greenway, and they're safe in the Greenway.
Yes, they are. And deer are not stupid. They know where they're safe. They know where they can't be hunted. And it's like this, you know, people go, oh boy, you should see the deer. They're in my backyard. It's really cool to look at. Just like geese on a golf course. They're real cool to look at until they poop 15 to 25 times a day.
And they can tear it up pretty quick.
And they can tear it up pretty quick if you have flower gardens or plant young trees like I have done. And I keep losing them to the deer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll make it all summer long. But then when winter comes, oh, boy. And you can only fence your little trees for so much. But, it's an issue that we're going to have to deal with. I know some other cities have. But there's ways to go about it. But one thing people need to remember is there are plenty of deer out there.
Yeah.
If we take away some of the deer that reside in the city of Grand Forks and East Grand Forks, it's not going to hurt the population.
And tell the truth, probably make them healthier.
Yeah, it probably would.
You also don't want an overpopulation, and then, you know, what's the chronic wasting disease is the one.
Yep.
I grew up on a cattle farm, right? That was a big deal, is you look forward to deer hunting, not for the, I shouldn't say, the sport of it.
Yep.
But, hey, we need to get this, we need to get rid of a few deer.
Yes.
It's too many of them.
And it's like bears. I mean, you get bears once they start eating out of your garbage, you're eating the dumps. That's what they're going to do forever because they know that's the easy meal. And
until they're stopped.
Yeah, until they're stopped. And when you eat these animals, say if it was a deer, they all taste different depending on what they're eating.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you eat a deer that tastes a little like bird, they've probably been living on your neighbor's bird feeder or your flowers. John Bernstrom, always a pleasure having you on the show. And wish the family a Merry Christmas and your daughter a happy birthday today.
Thank you. And your son a happy birthday. And Merry Christmas to you guys as well.
And we keep saying it, but we will go fishing this summer.
Yeah.
This was kind of a goofy summer. Kind of hard for people to get out and do their thing. But, man, always love having you on the show.
And the river's low. We did a lot of walking in the Greenway during all this stuff. And that was a nice thing when we had our bug go through the house. We were able... Greenway was great. Nobody around us, and we were able to exercise a little bit. That river was a surprise how long it was.
Love the Greenway. More people need to get out there and explore it if they haven't. Even in the winter, it's fun.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
All right. John Bernstrom, thank you very much again for coming on the show today. And our show brought to you in part by Ace Hardware, Burggraf's Ace Hardware and Paint. It's the helpful place located on South Washington Street in the corner of the Grand Cities Mall. Your local Ace Hardware store has everything you need from Craftsman Tools, Weber, Big Green Egg, Napoleon, Traeger Grills, Yeti Coolers, Steel Power Tools, and of course, a big, big supply of Benjamin Moore paints. See their full list of department and store services at acehardware.com or call 701-738-0455. Place to go to if you still have some Christmas lights to put up. You know, we go to Burggraf's Ace Hardware to get almost everything we need here in the studio. They've got it all. Make sure you tell them we sent you there too, all right? Hey, don't forget, we are now on Amazon Music. You just tell your smart speaker to play GFBS Podcast. We're looking for those 5-star reviews on Google too. And if you didn't know this, we are on Pandora now. How about that? Hey, tomorrow, David Waterman back in the studio from the Midwest Public Health Coalition, along with a PPE expert, Paul Johnson. They're going to be on the show tomorrow. It's going to be an awesome show. Hey, make sure you like, share, and tag us, everybody, all right? We're Grand Forks' best source, giving Grand Forks an identity again.